You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson made a stop in Syracuse Friday to get a sense of the city's stubborn and persistent lead paint problem. Congressmember John Katko invited Carson and officials from several housing organizations for a roundtable discussion. Carson was struck by the level of cooperation, which he says will work to their advantage when it comes to securing grant funding.
We look for best practices wherever we see them. And we also look for places where we can probably get some rapid results. This is one of those places because of the cooperative spirit that exists here and the very well-defined problem.
A 2016 study found Syracuse had the nation's highest percentage of children with lead poisoning between 2009 and 2015. An estimated 11% of children tested have elevated blood lead levels. After the city lost its HUD lead remediation grant a few years ago, Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon says they partnered with Syracuse to secure a $4.1 million award last year, which runs out this summer.
That successful application with the county's current program and then with investments from home headquarters and the community foundation really is focused in this issue in this community like no other time. And that's why it's important we build on this momentum in this next round.
County Executive Ryan McMahon wants dibs on what could be a larger $9 million allocation. City officials implored Secretary Carson to loosen up some of the regulations to deploy resources to larger swaths of the city where they know children are being poisoned by lead versus house by house. Carson says HUD recently added more financial controls that should allow more freedom and flexibility. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.